Welcome to Masechas Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. Fascinating way to start a Masechta, to start a tractate that deals with ethics, with morals, with values. You would think it would start with a powerful message about ethics and morals, but fascinating enough, the Mishnah begins by telling us the Shalshelas HaMasorah, the chain of transmission that extends all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, who received the Torah from the Almighty himself. Why is that? Because we know that society changes its ethics. That which was considered repulsive and forbidden 30, 40 years ago in American society, today if one says that it's repulsive and it's forbidden, a person looks at them like they're a judgmental, you know, close-minded fanatic. So ethics change, morals change, values change. Says Pirkei Avos, understand something. Every word in this entire Masechta is Torah. It's the word of Hashem, it's the Dvar of Hashem, and therefore the Masechta begins by sharing with us the line of transmission of Torah from the time of Moshe receiving the Torah at Sinai all the way until today. So let's see the Mishnah. Moshe Kibel Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu received the entire Torah, Torah Shebiksav, the written Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, at Sinai, from the Rabbeinu Shalom himself, as the Pasuk says, Elachukim v'amishpatim v'atoyrois. These are the laws and the statutes and the Torahs, in the plural, that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu to give to the Jewish people. The Mishnah continues that Moshe Rabbeinu Masara, he gave over the transmission to his Talmud, to his servant, Yehoshua, and the Rabbeinu Shalom appointed Moshe to give it over to Yehoshua. V'Yehoshua l'Zekenim, Yeshua transmitted it to the Zekenim, the elders. Who were the elders? So starting from the generation of Asniel ben Kenaz, who was from the early Zekenim, all the way to Eli HaKoyin, the father, the Kohen Gadol, when Shmuel HaNavi became the leader of Klai Yisrael, the Navi, and the period of the Shoftim of the judges was included in that period of the Zekenim. Zekenim the Nevi'im, the Zekenim gave it over to the prophets, to the prophet of the period of the Nevi'im, starting with Shmuel HaNavi, all the way to the days at the end of the Nevi'im of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. The Nevi'im, the prophets, gave it over to the men of the great assembly, which was in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, of the second Beis Hamikdash. Now the Mishnah says, Haim, the members of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, of the Great Assembly, during the times of the beginning of the Second Beis HaMikdash, Amru Shloisha Dvarim, they shared three concepts or ideas which were critical and important. Number one, Heve Mesunim Badin, when it comes to judgment, a person should be patient, the judges should be calculated, they should take the time that it necessarily takes so that they have the opportunity to examine all sides, and only after that they should provide a verdict. Number two, V'amidu Talmidim Harbe, we should try to have many, many students. We know that there are dissenting opinions in the Gemara to this. Rabban Gamliel and Beis Shammai, they only took students who were 100% perfect, smart, wise, virtuous. But we paskin in this Mishnah, which was the opinion of Hillel, that a person should have many, many Talmidim. And finally, V'asu Siag LaTorah, a person should make a boundaries around the Torah. It means to say, the Pasuk says, "Ushmartem es mishmarti," one should safeguard the safeguard. So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, gave us certain laws. And then the Chachamim, he gave it on the Chachamim and the Rabbis to add certain barriers to ensure that we never come to trampling on the actual Torah laws. So for example, we find in right in the beginning of Maseches Brachos that really there are certain things that a person can do the entire night. Certain mitzvahs that could be fulfilled the whole night. Now, Chum came along and said a person should fulfill them before Chatzais, before midnight. Why? So, because if a person knows that he has till the morning, he'll wait till the buzzer and he may miss it. So, Chum came along and he added an additional layer of protection and said, no, only do these mitzvahs until Chatzais, until midnight. This way, you'll definitely not come to violate the Torah prohibition of not doing what you're supposed to do in the appropriate time. So, basically, in other words, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola said three things. They spoke about mishpat, about judgment. They spoke about chinuch and education. And then finally, they spoke about the importance of safeguarding the Torah. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.